Shir Nun Vav Yom Gimel Parshas Balak.
In the Seder HaGemorah, Omar Ravine. Toshma. Kichalas Aaron veketrumoso imuto. As mevur in the Mishnah, that if a person is matpis, and chalas aroin and a truma, it's mutter, it's called dabar ha'osu. We explained yesterday why it's called dabar ha'osu. B'meile, the nether is not chal. And the gemara is medayek, ho ketruma slach metoido ha'osu. Only atpose and truma and chal is not atpose. But atpose and truma slach metoido is atpose. Now the gemara understands why atpose and truma slach metoido is atpose. Avad mitzad trumas lach metoido, there's no way to make a atpose. Trumas lach metoido is exactly like truma, is exactly like chale, but on both atpose doesn't help. So the Gemara understands that the tzad that will help atpose and trumas lach metoido is not mitzad the truma shaboy, mitzad the korban. Before it became trumas lach metoido, before zrike, it was a regular korban. So b'meile, b'samikore, it's also because you matpis in the korban. So this is Seder Kushya Sagimore. Omar Ravine Toshma, kechalas aron veketrumosoy muta. State in the Mishnah that if you matpis in truma, it's muta. It's meduyek dafka truma. Aber truma slach meteide is also, why it's also, and the truma sheboy, that now the koyanim have to eat it, we explain, that is not a tzad to be matpis. So al kochoch, why you matpis? Mitzad de bosami kore, vo trumas lach metoido leachas rikas domimu. So trumas lach metoido leachas rikas domimu, and alme be kore komatpis. This is what the Gemara was trying to prove. A raya that bosami kore, that be kore komatpis. The Gemara is doiche, eime ke trumas alishko osu, aval trumas lach metoido mai muto. And this is the maskona segimore. That not only atpose and chale, it's not atpose because it's dobro osu. Not only truma is dobro osu. Even truma slach metoido, if you matpis and truma slach metoido, it's also dobro osu. It's not dobro anodu. Freg de gemore, eberazei, so why it doesn't say, kichalas aron veketruma slach metoido muta? Vekolshken truma. Why the Tanner writes down that if you matpis in truma and in chale it's not atpose, write a bigger chidush. Even lach metoido that yesterday it was a korban, but now it's not a korban. If you matpis in it, it's not atpose, and it's a bigger chidush. That's the Gemara's kasha. Hakomashlo and trumas lach metoido truma soy. So the first time it says it's included in the Mishnah. It's included in the Mishnah. This is the first teretz of the Mishnah. So be'etzem, lama mesada. What we are learning now is that the atpose and trumas lach metoido is not a atpose. Atpose and trumas lach metoido is not a atpose. Why is not a atpose? Because now it's not dobra osu. Truma is not called, now it's not dobra nodu. Truma is called dobra osu. So the kasha is, so why the Tane doesn't write it down? So one teretz is, it's included in the Mishnah. But we will be learning today the second teretz of the Gemara. Ve'ibo yeseim trumas lach metoido nami koidam zrikas domimu kigoin da'afrishinu belisha. So let me get lehat lehat. It's a big sugya. We'll try to be masked with the sugya of the Gemara. The Gemara is answering like this. You ask me a kasha trumas lach metoido. Yes, miyekasha trumas lach metoido. Why the Tana doesn't say that if you matpis in trume, chale, and trumas lach metoido is mutar because it's not a double anodu, ain't a chenami. Aber arrangemalt, amol yehava echetimtze, if trumas lach metoido, that if you matpis in them, the nether will be chal. You write that the derech klal, when you matpis in trumas lach metoido, it's not chal. Why? Because it's davar ha'osu. And we don't say basal meikore. But we have a echetimtze, then you could be matpis and trumas lach metoido, and then it will be osu. What is the echetimtze that you matpis and trumas lach metoido, and then it will be osu? If the trumas lach metoido will be koidem zrikas adam. This is the Teres of the Gemara. Ve'iba yeseim trumas lach metoido nami koidem zrikas domimu. Kegoin da afrishinu belisha. So I want to explain a little bit the tzurus of the shmaisa. A person brings a korban toido, he's makdish the animal, and he's makdish 40 breads, 40 lechomim. All of that gets kedusha sape, kedusha zevach. Then he makes a shchita, and then he makes a zrike. And the seder advarim, you have to bake the chalas before the shchita. Then you make a shchita, then you make a zrike. The Gemara understood. Now, after you make a zrike, everything becomes mutar to everyone. Chutz from the chazav b'shoyk. Then you have to give it to the Kohanim, but everything else becomes mutar. Then you have to go these 40 chalas to take one out of every group of 10. It's four different kinds, and you have to give it to the Kohen. That what you give to the Kohen is called Dabar HaOsu, because it's not Dabar HaNodu, it's not Osu LaKohen, but all the reasons. Zog the Gemara, so why the Tana only says that when you matpis and Truman and Chale, it's mutar? Even if you matpis and this Truman, it's also mutar. Zog the Gemara, you know why the Tana didn't say that if you matpis and Trumas lach metoida, it's mutar? Because a reingemolt a echetimtze could be a echetimtze that you'll be matpis and Trumas lach metoida, that will not be mutar. What could be the case that you'll be matpis and Trumas lach metoida, that will not be mutar? What could be this case that you'll be matpis and Trumas lach metoida, that will not be mutar? The case will be if the Trumas lach metoida was taken and given to the Kohen before the Zrike. Why? Because the Seder Advarim is, when you makdish the animal, it's also to everyone. When you makdish the 40 breads, it's also to everyone. B'shas the Zrike, everything becomes mutar. And then you take 4 and you give to the Kohen, and that is Dabar HaOsu. Or until the Zrike, it's also to the whole world, as Kodesh, as Hekdesh. So if you already managed to call it a Trumas Lach Metoido before the Zrike, so you write, Einechanami, I'm not Matpis in the Trumas Lach Metoido and the Din of the Kohen, but it's also Mitzad the Ketushas HaKorban Sheboy. So B'meile, you asking me a kasha, the Tana wants to be easy. He says, if you Matpis in Trume, every time it's Mutar. Glad. If you Matpis in Chale, every time it's Mutar. It's glad. And Truma, every time it's Mutar. And Chulin, and Chale, every time it's Mutar. Avad, Side that person, Chale is Mutar. Side that person, Truma is Mutar. Oh, but Truma's Lach Metoido, the Tana didn't want to write that if you matpis in Truma's Lach Metoido, it's Mutar. Why the Tana didn't want to write it? Because you could be a Echetimtze that you'll be matpis in Truma's Lach Metoido, that will be also. What is the Echetimtze that you'll be matpis in Truma's Lach Metoido, that could be also? What is the Echetimtze that you could be matpis in Truma's Lach Metoido, that could be also? If you did it, Truma's Lach Metoido, koidem zrike. The Hainu, the Val, no one could eat it. Even the Kohen can eat it. If you make Trumas Lach Metoido, the Kohen Zrike, the Kohen also can eat it. The Kohen also has to wait till the Zrike. So the Val is Kohenish al Tznadorim, as a Kedusha. So you're right, if you did it after the Zrike, everyone could eat it. And the Truma, only the Kohen could eat it. It's not called Dovra Nodo, it's called Dovra Osu. And if you make this Trumas Lach Metoido, Achal Zrike, as if Truma is garnished, Chale is garnished, Trumas Lach Metoido is garnished. But the Tana didn't write. So the first Terence is, the Tana included when he said, you make this Truma, it's good, he meant that it's garnished. Make this Trumas Lach Metoido is also garnished. But the Iba Yaseim is coming to say, Trumas Lach Metoido, Nami Kohenim Zrike, is Domimu. Ki going to Afrishinu Belisha. This is the teretz of the Gemara. So be'etzem, what is the teretz? Be'etzem, Seder HaDvarim is, there's no really purpose to give it to the Kohen before Zrike, the Vali can't eat it. So the regular is, people give it to the Kohen after the Zrike. This is the first round. This is the Seder HaDvarim. People would give it to the Kohen, but after the Zrike. Bemele, after the Zrika, there is no Kedushas Neder. And the Truma is not Dabar Anodu. And for the Gemara, but why the Tana didn't write Beloshe Kloli, Evi Matis Vetrumas, Lachmetoide as Mutter, because a Molet could be also. If it was before the Zrika. So Be'etzem, the Gemara didn't have to say such a long Arichas. The Gemara could have said, Ve'iba Yeseime, Trumas Lachmetoide Nami, Koidem Zrikas Domimu, Kegoin, the Afrish, Koidem Zrika. The Gemara doesn't have to say the Afrishinu Belisha. The Gemara just could have answered a simple Teretz. He went and he gave it to the Kohen. After Fakel, he baked it and he made a shchita, the vial is not mutter, and he gave it to the Kohen then. And the vial, the Kohen can't eat it. And if his matpis then and the Tumas Nachmedayda, it's also. The Gemara didn't have to say the Afreshinu Belisha. The Gemara could have said the Afreshinu Kohenim Zrika. The Afreshinu Kohenim Zrika. Why the Gemara has to say the Afreshinu Belisha? So the Ranch tells him it. Trumas nametay nami for zrikas dom kiloima de mashkachas le shnitre mu koidem zrikas dom shmoch le psikle le mitnik trumas nametay de ike gavne de mitza kshnitre mu koidem zrikas dom ki goin de afreshinu belisha bedinu de lishnalei de afreshinu le acher afie koidem zrikas dom sharafios mo isakdem esafilu le shchitas azevach ki de amrim be menoches shim nishrat azevach koidem shikre mu ponel de bezbel baked le kodesh ela kaim de maisirai mit der Raftovi. Der Mozi le Afrisch koin im Zrike. Der Raftovi meiri, der Afrischinu belische. No kadam yoga, der Afrischinu belische. So the Ran says the Teretz of the Gemara Be'etzem is a very simple Teretz. The Tana doesn't want to say that Matris betrumas lachmetoida is muter because totally when the trumas lachmetoida was existing. If Itake did it like the regular people that gave it to the Kohen after Zrike, say in a chanam, if you Matris b'chai gavne, Itake it's muter because it's not dobra nodu, the Isra Koyanim and the Neder went off. But if that posse was Koidem Zrike, that has a din korban, so on basal mikor, it's Kodesh, so the Tana didn't want to go into it. So why the Gemara said Afreshinu Belisha? Agav Rav Tovi. Was it a pshat? Agav Rav Tovi. So I'll explain. The Ran learns pshat in the sugya. That is a chidush that you could give it to the Kohen before the Zrike. The svara would be to the Gemara Alemol that a person cannot give to the Kohen the lechomim before the Zrike. Why the svara pshuta would be that you cannot give the lechomim to the Kohen before the Zrike? Because you have to have it shem toido. You magdish it for toido. But because man the Moshe you didn't do a shchita, it's a cow. It's oimed le toido. Because man you didn't do a zrike, it's a sheep. But it's oimed le toido. When it gets a shem toido, after the zrike, everything is done, then it's called the chefs of kdusha saguf of toido. Then the lechem you could give to the kohen. Who said you could start to give out the lechem before? I'll ask you a shayla. What if in the end the kohen messed up and he didn't throw the dam? So lemafreya the lechem is gomish. So the lechem is only a lechem after the zrike. So who said that you could do such a zach? So stand to answer that I have a chetimtze that the truma was given before the zrike. Who said that you could call it truma bichlal before the zrike? Maybe you never could call it truma before the zrike. So the Gemara we found from Rav Tovi that Rav Tovi said that you could call it Trume before the Zrike. And Rav Tovi gerade spoke not after the Shchita, he spoke even in an earlier stage when it's dough. So while we wanted to bring that Rav Tovi said that you could do it before, so the Gemara said, Kigoin Dafreshinu Belisha. Legabi, our sugya was enough to say, Kigoin Dafreshinu Koidem Zrike. Oh, but who said that you could do that? That we give boit ois from Rav Tovi, Asido Azam Musik to do it before. So while we boit out from Rav Tovi, Asido Azam Musik to do it before, so Bemele, we bought Rav Tovi. This is the way of the Ran and Limud Asugya. It's a Mechudosh dig away. But does the Ran, this is Pasha. Where we found in Rav Tovi that you could be Mafrish Truma before. Lomas then Rav Tovi. You read good Rav Tovi, you kimat can't find it. The Gemara says it, but I don't know if Rav Tovi said it. Lomas then Rav Tovi. Vechahodo Amar Rav Tovi Bar Kisne. Rav Tovi never said you could Mafrish Chala before. What Rav Tovi said? Lach mitoyno shafon ba'ar b'chalas yotzo. It says in the Torah that you have to have 40. He said you don't have to have 40. You could take all of the 10 and make them one big challah, the other 10 another big challah. It's also good. This was the chiddush of Rav Tovi. Rav Tovi only said these words. Lach mitoyno, you could do it 4 big breads, you don't have to make 40. And the Gemara had a kasha on Rav Tovi. V'oksiv arboim. It says you have to make 40 lemitzvah. If you make 4 big ones, how you'll be mafrish truma? How you'll be mafrish truma? If you have to have 4, how you mafrish truma? He takes one and he's mafrish on the other ones. What man echot echot? Mikol korban shelo yiton mikorban al chaveri. He will slice off a piece and give it to the Kohen. He has to have a bread. This line of the Gemara needs a pshat. I don't understand where it says in Rav Tovi that you could be mafrish belisha. Rav Tovi said you could do 4 huge big breads instead of 40. Frey the Gemara, how I will do challah? How I will do truma? One and all, the other doesn't help. It has to be from every mean. A slice doesn't help. It has to be a full one. So I'll call what I did. Before I made the huge one, I made a little bulkale. So I made a little bulkale from each one. I baked it. And after the zrika, I give it to the kohen. Avu shteit in Rav Tovi that he gave it to the kohen v'afrishinu belisha. He was not mafrish nothing. He made 4 big ones and 4 little ones, and he baked them, and after the zrika, he gives it to the kohen. Where Rav Tovi said, you have to remember, Rav Tovi never tried to say that you could be mafrish belisha. He was mechadish to you, you don't have to have 40 pieces, you can have 4 huge chalas. Frank, do you want 4 huge chalas? That mafrish truma. Slice doesn't help, has to be a whole one. So Gemara says, al kol choch, when it was dough. So, why dough? Al kol choch, he made one little bulgale, one big bulgale. What is the raya? Hayu l'mshav, where's the raya in Rav Tovi? Where you see in Rav Tovi that he was mafrish belisha? Where you see in Rav Tovi that he was mafrish belisha? How you l'mshav in the Gemara? Avu shteit in Rav Tovi, shol, avu shteit in Rav Tovi, that he could be mafrish belisha. Rav Tovi said 4 big ones. Frey di Gemara, I have to be mafrish challah. I can't slice a piece. I have to make a nice bulke. So I made 4 little nice bulkes. This is the answer anyways. I made 4 little nice bulkes. 4 big bulkes. 4 big challahs. And I'm making zrik and I'm giving it to the kohen. Avushteit, are we looking lefi the ran for a raya that the shame truma is chal koinem zrike? And gerade Rav Tovi said, so early. Not even koydim zrikets, even chal b'shas delisha. And from that, the Gemara wants to buy us that trumas lach metoido could be b'shas delisha, b'shas before the zrike. Rather, Rav Tovi said, even b'shas delisha. Zog the Gemara, how it does? 4 big chalas. Slice can be, has to be a full bread. Okay? So he made 4 big ones, 4 baby ones, he baked them, and he's giving them to the kohen after it. Avu shteit in Rav Tovi that he gave it to the kohen before.
What?
The Rosh says it, but the Ran doesn't say it. The Ran is everything. The Ran is longer from the Rosh. You can't find things in the Rosh that you don't have in the Ran. This is the club. This is the club. You know, this is the club. You can't find things in the Ran that you can't find in the Rosh. The answer is the Ran gave the answer. What Baruch is saying, the Ran answers. The Ran is answering. If this is the case that he made 8 bulkas, you can't be mafrish challah. Why? It has to be 1 out of 10. Even in the beginning, the Gemara taught that you could slice a piece. When the Gemara answered that it can be a slice, it's not only that it can be a slice. It has to be 1 bread out of 10 breads. one bread out of 10 breads. So the only way it will be, Zog Deran, he made 10 bulkis out of the dough, and another 10, and another 10, and another 10. He took out one, he made a truma, and then he took the 9, and he bind them together, and he made a big challah. This is the Loshon HaRan. The Minchas Chinuch says why the Ran said it. I read the Meforash and Taisa say that it's not the case. But Razei the Ran L'chura Lun Pshat, that is the Rai from the Gemara. Look in the Ran. The Shok Al Chodem Michometz, She also Eser Chalois Mikol Min. Ve'achar She'ifrisho, Echod Mikol Min, Lash, Teisha Shel Kol Min, Ve'oso Chala Achas Mikol Teisha Ve'teisha. Why the Ran had to say it? The Ran al Shmer. Where is the Raya that Afreshinu Belisha? What, that he took a bulke and he made a full bulke out of it? The Teretz is a din to be mafrish, one out of ten. So it's modern. At the beginning, the Gemara learned that you could slice a slice. For the Gemara, no, you have to do a whole one. But now the Gemara not only mechadish that you have to do a whole one, it has to be 1 out of 10. At the beginning, the Gemara thought slice is enough. So the Gemara knows I didn't have a whole one. And why does I didn't have a whole one? It means 1 out of 10. 1 out of 10. What?
Slice of 1 tenth doesn't work.
No. You have to make 10 little breads, and you take one. You make from the dough 10 little breads, and then you take one. So it's not enough to make one little nice bulke and a big bulke and then to be mafrish. It's not good. The only way to do that, and I have a minute, the Gemara thought you can make a slice. Zog the Gemara, you cannot make a slice. You have to make 1 out of 10. I heard once a pshat. That's not stam. The Minchas Chinuch take effect. Mapitom says doesn't have to be. Could have a big dough, you take one little piece, it's also enough. He doesn't know why the Rashi said, why the Ran said it. Tesis didn't say it, the Meforash didn't say it. Oh, but the reason they said it, on them is no pshat in the Gemara. Al derech Haran. What is the right of Rishinu Belisha? He made 2 bulkes and he was mafrish after it. The Teretz is, when the Gemara answers that it can be a slice, it has to be 1 out of 10 breads, and valid has to be 1 out of 10 breads. So the way to be 1 out of 10 breads is that he made 10 breads in dough and he's mafrish one. So I heard once a pshat, slice doesn't mean something that is sliced. Slice means there's a big piece and a small piece. This is called a slice. To say that you take 1 bread out of 10 means that all of them are the same. Especially when it's dough. Why it's called a whole one? The pshat, this is called, every one of them is a whole. So b'meile, the Gemara, when the Gemara answers that it's a din to take a whole one, the Gemara understands that it's a din to take 1 out of 10. I said, no, it's a pellet that the Minchas Chinuch asked. Minchas Chinuch says, not mistaba that you have to have 10 breads. It's enough to make 1 big dough, and you take 1 little bread, and then you mafrish. But as they state in the Ran. If this is the pshat, so lefi the Ran, the Gemara is be'etzem mamesh kemin choymer. The answer of the Gemara and the side of the Kashe, why the Tana doesn't say Hareo like a Trumas Lachmetoida that it's Mutter, like he said in Chale, like he said in Truma from Zroim. Why he didn't say Hareo like a Trumas Lachmetoida that it's Mutter? The answer is because sometimes Trumas Lachmetoida could be even before the Zrike. And then that person is not in the Truma Sheboy, it's in the Zevach Sheboy. Who said that you can make Koidem Zrike? Rav Tovi. Rav Tovi got it said so early. Rav Tovi even said Belisha. Aber Lemaise Rav Tovi said that the same Truma is Chal. Afilu Koidem Azrike. Taisus and Nida, Davor Mudbei speaks it out. That Shteida Achidush, that even that it's not really a Shem Toido, aber the same Truma is Chal. And even the Koyen, Samon Azach, the Truma is Chal, the Val, the Koyen can't eat it. And later, when it's the Zrike, the Koyen gets a heter to eat his Truma. So this is the chiddush of the Gemara, and it's very gishmak that the Gemara bought Rav Tovi. This is the Seder HaDvorim, Lefi Deran. So the fide rad is nischadish in the dorim that you'd base on would base, that you could be mafrish trumaslach metoyne koydem zrike, even that it doesn't have a shame zevach gomur yet. It's Kodesh. And this is the way Taisa says it, that neither that bohem would base, that is mevur in the dorim you'd base in Rav Tovi, and the way the sugya learns, that you have a trumaslach metoyne koydem zrike. Grader Rav Tovi said, even Belisha. This is the way the Ran learned. Very glad. The Rosh in the Sugya is Choylek and the Ran. And the Rosh in the Pirush and Nibe, Leshitosoy also says Klod and is Choylek and the Ran. And he says that you cannot be Mafrish Truma and Lachmetoido before it has a Shem Zevach. Before it's baked, it's not called Lachmetoido. You can't be Mafrish it. So it's not called Trumas Lachmetoido. And Be'emezog the Rosh, if you would ask me, only after Zriket could be a Trumas Lachmetoido. And the Gemara is Mechadish that you could have Trumas Lachmetoido Koidem Zrike, but at least after Shchite. Shekor of Chelek Me'amatirim already. But before Shchite, you will never have Trumas Lachmetoido. So the Gemara says that Afreshinu Belisha is Lav Dafka. The Gemara means that he baked them. He baked 10 breads, and they baked. Kol Muponel, he made a Shchita, and then he made Trumas Lachmetoido, and then it's Kodosh even before the Zrike. And this is the answer of the Gemara. So the answer of the Gemara, Ve'iba Yasei Me Trumas Lachmetoido Nami, Koidem Zrike Es Domimu, Kegoim. The Afreshinu after the Shchita. Not the Afreshinu Belisha. Kegoin, the Afreshinu after the Shchita. Lav Davka the Afreshinu Belisha. You cannot be Mafrish Belisha. As I said, you cannot be Mafrish Belisha. It's not Chal Belisha. It's not Chal Belisha. This is the first Rosh. Let me send the Rosh inside. עדיין לקודש הלחם ומה תרום השייך בו אלו מיירי שיפרישום בין שחית אל הזריקה ואני יודע, אמרו ברקם אלה פסוחים שתי דבורים המתירים מועל עם זה בלוי זה והלחם קודש בשחית לבד והיידה נוגע להפרשינו בלישה אגב, דה אייסי עוד הרב טובי ברקיסטה אבל we're not talking להפרשינו בלישה so לפי דה ראש, what is the answer of the גמורה? דה הפרשינו קודם זריקה when? After the שחיתה So Sai lefi deran, Sai lefi derosh, the answer of the Gemara is what? The answer of the Gemara is that was a afroshe. The answer of the Gemara is that was a afroshe koidem zrike that the korban is kodesh yet and that post is in the zevach. Just lefi deran, the chiddush of the Gemara is that the chal even koidem zrike and even koidem shchita even belisha. And this what we bought from Rav Tuvi. That it's chal, even koidem zrike, even koidem shchite, even b'shas delisha it's chal. And it's called shem truma. The Rosh says it's not called shem truma till the shchita sazevach, till the bread is already baked, till the lachomim are baked, it's called a zevach. Before that it's not kodesh and you can't call it trumas lachmetoido. So if you can't call it trumas lachmetoido before the zevach was kodesh, so the Gemara meant to answer that the reason the Tana doesn't write it down is because Amol could be Trumas Lachmetoido even before Zrike could go in after Shchita. So, now what the Gemara brings from Rav Tovi? Unsidoa Rav Tovi, first let me learn what is the Pshat in Rav Tovi. Rav Tovi said that you could make four big breads. Frank the Gemara, when I'll take Truma? Zog the Gemara, slice is not good. I made two little breads and Afreshinu Belisha. What is the right that Afreshinu Belisha? What is the right that Afreshinu Belisha? Maybe I baked them and then I gave them to the Kohen. So the Ran we said, because if it's not 10, you can't be Mafrish. The Rosh says the raya that he did it before is because it says only that he had 4. It doesn't say that he has 8. Vaisto is the Kohen is taking care of the rest. So al kocho he did it b'shas delisha. As I zog the rosh. והבוי למשקל תרומה וחיתאים לשוקל פרוסה אלו דאפרשינו בלישה אחר שאוסו מכל מין עשר חלויס נוסן אחס מכל מין לקוי מתישה נסורי מסוחו לאחס ומסתומן נוסן לקיין חלקוי מדקרומר שאופו ארבע חלויס ולא יזכר אפי עשר חלויס הקטנס So לפי דרוש The same תרומה is not חל The Rosh says כלור That the same truma is not chal till the shechitas hazevach. The same truma is not chal till the shechitas hazevach. So what Rav Tuvi came to say? That you could make four big chalas, and you have to make four little ones to be mafrish, and stam, it's mashma from Rav Tuvi, that he gave it to the kohen before. Oh, but the same truma, when the same truma is chal by the kohen? Lefi de Rosh. What? Only after the shechita. So what Rav Tovi came to say, Be'etzem? Be'ikar chiddush of Rav Tovi is to say that what? That you can make four big ones. And that the maisa afroshe could be chal belishe out of 10 breads, even that the maisa, the kedusha is not there. Zog the roshe nide, that in mesupik, maybe he could switch his mind if he wants later, because it's not chal. Zay zog the roshe, it's mesupik, if you could be mafrish or not. So Mikol Mekoyim, Rav Tuvi doesn't hold that the shame truma is chal before the shechita. The shame truma is chal lefi Rav Tuvi only after the shechita. Rav Tuvi said that you can make four big breads in the back, and the Gemara, not in the back. The Rosh and the Gemara, Vav Amud Beis. This is the Rosh and the Daf. Zog the Rosh, so what Rav Tovi came to say? Rav Tovi came to say that if a person could make four big chalas, the small ones he could be mafrish before, and he already gave it to the Kohen, but the shame truma is chal, when the shame truma is chal, lefi Rav Tovi, lefi the Rosh, only after the shechita. So why the Gemara brings Rav Tovi? What you found in Rav Tovi? What you found in Rav Tovi? Nothing. What you found in Rav Tovi? The Gemara answered that he did it in between the Shechita and the Zrike. And our sugi is, Zog the Rosh, when you acquire a Shem Trume, in between the Shechita and the Zrike. You can't be acquire a Shem Trume before the Shechita. It's not called Trume Slach Metoidah. Legabi the Maisa of Rosh Rav Tovi holds that it helps. But Legabi our sugi, the Rosh says that the Shem Trume is Chal. The Rosh says that the shame truma is chal when only after the shechita. So Rav Tovi didn't speak about it. Rav Tovi said you did it belisha and it's chal eventually sometime. Doesn't say when. So why the Gemara bought Rav Tovi? What you found in Rav Tovi? What the Gemara found in Rav Tovi? What? What the Gemara found in Rav Tovi? That what? What they found in Rav Tovi? Bishtei melefi deran, the Gemara says like this. Why I didn't speak about Trumas Lach Metoido? That it's muter because a rein gimolt sometimes will be a Trumas Lach Metoido koidem zrike, and if you say a rare like a Trumas Lach Metoido, then will be a problem. Who said that it could be called Truma in that stage? Who said in that step maybe then you can't call it Truma? Rav Tovi said it. He said that you could call it Truma even Belisha, because this is the reason it's chal. He learned that it's chal, and Rav Tovi meant to say a chidush that the shame truma is chal belisha. This is the way Tesis and Nida Bavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavavav Elisha, sagt der Rosh, it's not called Trumas Lachmetoido. And if you might be saying Trumas Lachmetoido, Elisha, it's not called Trumas Lachmetoido. It's a regular Lachmetoido. You only could be mad because in Trumas Lachmetoido, what the Gemara said, there could be a problem. Trumas Lachmetoido could get a shame after Shechita. And the Rosh is Mechadesh, Korav Echon Mehamatirim, it's Chal. It's already baked and it's Chal. So the Rosh is very Geschmack. So why you mention Rav Tovi? For what you bringing Rav Tovi lefi the Rosh? Why the Gemara brings Rav Tovi? What the Gemara found in Rav Tovi? What you found in Rav Tovi? Rav Tovi said a chiddush that if you go b'shas the lisha, You can make a afroshe, and even that it's not chal, it's already called a maisa afroshe. But the Rosh himself said that it's not called trume. And klapi ar sugi zog the Rosh, lav dafke da afreshinu belishe. It's not good. Afreshinu achar shchita. So what you found in Rav Tovi? Zog the Welt, the shita mikubetzes. We found in Rav Tovi that people do it and they give it to the Kohen even that it's not Kodesh. The Horayah, this person gave the little breads to the Kohen even that they were not Kodesh. So we see that people give it to the Kohen early. So the Mele, if they give it to the Kohen early and then will be a Shechita and then it becomes Kodesh even before the Zrika. So we bought from Rav Tovi that people do it. So the Shita Mekubetza says like this: Shtei Pirushim Basugya. What the Gemara bought from Rav Tovi. Lefi Deran, we bought a Lom de Sheraye that Trume could be Chal even Koinem Zrike. And Lefi De Rosh Rav Tovi didn't speak about that. He spoke about Lisha, and it's anyway not Chal. We bought from Rav Tovi that some people give it to the Koyen before. This is the Tzusa de Shmaise, as Ei de Welt says over the Sugya. I just want to add one Riknech to make it Gishmak. I think very Gishmak. Lefi de Welt comes out like this. Lefi de Ran, the Gemara is a Gishmaki Gemara. Gishmak, a normal Gemara, a Glatte Gemara. The Gemara says, you know why I'm not speaking about Trumas Lach Metoido? Because Amolet could be Koidem Zrike, and it's a big Chidush that even Koidem Zrike, Kedusha could be Chal. I know it's a big Chidush. Abavoske Meton Rav Tovi said it, and he spoke even about Lisha, so the Gemara says, Koidem Afreshinu Belisha. A Glatte Gemara. Lefi de Rosh, the Teretz of the Gemara is that he did it before. And who says that it works? The Gemara decides on her own. The Gemara says, you know, who said people do it? Rav Tovi, I saw people did it. Now someone asked me, such a long rife that people do it. And who said people do it? Maybe Punkin happened. Who said people do it? Who said people do it? What? Where you see Rav Tovi that people do it? Because someone did it by Rav Tovi? It's not Balabatish. Where you see that people do it? The Shita says that the Pshat Lefi the Rosh is, you see that people do it. Where you see that people do it? What? I think a Balabatish is out. This is not very Balabatish to understand. Where you see in Rav Tovi that people do it? Where you see in Rav Tovi that people do it? That book happened. Where you see Rav Tovi that people do it? What? No, again, the din it's not. The Rosh says that even if Rishina Belisha, it's not called Shem Trume. Trume is only after Shchita Sazevach. What? The Rosh says nicht to say. Even if Bishas Lisha, it's not called Trume. On our Sugya, Zog the Rosh, we're speaking after Shchita. Not in the case of Rav Tovi. The case of Rav Tovi is not called Trume. Right? It's the Rosh. This is the whole Rosh. That it's not called Trume. And the Rosh himself says in Nideh, you could switch it. So what we bought from Rav Tovi, that people do it. So stop, I wish that people do it. Because the case... So I remember in Polavis, they said about the Batish of Shad, where you see in Rav Tovi that people do it? So Rav Tovi said that he made four big challahs. We asked, what happened with the other four? Where's the other four? Why doesn't it say that he gave it to the Kohen? Ah, people give it to the Kohen. If people don't, why didn't speak it out that he gave it to the Kohen? If it's a modern zach that he gave it to the Kohen, Rav Tovi had to say, he made four big challahs, and the other four, you know, no one does it, but he did it. If he didn't have to speak about it, and I said it's very balabatish, but I don't know a better pshat. But look at some modern zach. Look at some modern zach. Lefi deran, it's a lom de sheraye. Makes sense, a gishmak esugya. Lefi de rosh, a balabatish. It's such a schwache raya. Such a schwache raya that it's the derech to do it. That a person will do it. He says, Mistame no san lakoyen. This is the diuk of that balabatish guy. Where's the rest? Mistame no san lakoyen. Why mistame? If no one does it, mistame nisht. Mistame, yeah? You know what I'm asking? No, I'm saying you have to be maybe krumt. I'm saying it's very. But I don't understand. But I say something shit in Mekubetzes. Other it's a raya belondes, other it's a raya balabatish. So we have the sugya, woyoytze the sugya bepshat. I want to be moisif to you, Mosuk Mitzvash. Why the Ran learned the sugya his way that it's a lomdish aveg, and the Rosh learned the sugya his way that it's a balabatish aveg? That is the derech to do it. That's a hand good. Lefi deran, we're speaking in the sugya of zekoze. We said it before, the Ran learns that the Mishnah includes two cases. That you said arei olai kelach metoid, ketrumas lach metoido, and also every time we speak in the case of zekoze. So what is the answer of the Gemara? The Tana doesn't want to write Trumas Lach Metoido because sometimes could be Trumas Lach Metoido that could be a problem. If this Trumas Lach Metoido was, in what case? What? Again, in the case, the Gemara says, why the Tana doesn't say Trumas Lach Metoido Mutel? Because the Tana doesn't want to write the word Mutel. Because you could have a Chetimtze that will not be Mutel. And what a Chetimtze will not be Mutel? If it was, Koidim Zrika. Right? These are the words of the Ran. Read the Ran inside Dibur HaMasril. Truma Slach Metoido Nami Lifnei Zrikas Domimu. Keloima. Keloima. Vemashkach Aslo Shenitrimu Koidim Zrika Umishumochi Loi Psikelei Lemitne Ketruma Slach Metoido De Ike Gavne De Mitzar. Could be a chetimtze kshenitrim who goyim zrikas domim. Mistava never happens. But the Tana doesn't want to write the words ketrumas lach metoido muto, because he can't say the words ketrumas lach metoido muto, because not every time it's muto. Could ike gavni, could be a chetimtze that it will not be muto. Ike gavni that it's not muto. So the Tana doesn't want to write down Ketrumas Lach Metoido Muta. Ho Ike Gavni could be a Chetimtze that it will not be Muta. So the Tana doesn't want to write Elike words that will not be true. What he will say? Person says Ketrumas Lach Metoido Bezekoze, it's Muta. Sometimes it's Muta, sometimes it's also. So the Tana doesn't want to write it. Now listen carefully. Lefi de Rosh. We're talking not the zekoze. The person says arei olai ketruma slach metoido. What he means? Koidem zrika achas zrika. A person says arei olai ketruma slach metoido. He means koidem zrika achas zrika. He said arei olai ketruma slach metoido. He means koidem zrika achas zrika. If Bederech Klal is after Zrika and no one gives it before, so for sure he means Achar Zrika. So if you want to say that the Tana doesn't want to write that it's Mutal, because there's a Chetimtze that it's also, you have to say that there's a Derech to do it. So B'meila, Stam Nedorim, we have to be Choshesh, maybe he meant Ketrumas Lach Metoy Dekoydem Zrika. But if everyone does it Le'achar Zrika, so the Tana could write Ketrumas Lach Metoido Muta. Because while people do it like that, so when you say Ketrumas Lach Metoido, you mean Le'achar Zrika. So the answer is Poshe. Again, Lefi Deran, we're not saying that when a person says Trumas Lach Metoido, he will mean Koidem Zrika. Loshen Aran, Aber Ike Gavni, that it's also. If it was before. So the only raya that we need to bring, that Ike Gavni, that it's also, if it was done before. Not if the person said what he means. Avada he could mean le'achas, b'derech klal. But the Tana cannot say Ketrumas Lach Metoido Muto. Kevon the Ike Gavne that it's mitzar could be a chetimtze that it's also. Saval could be a chetimtze that it's also. So the Tana doesn't want to go into it. What is the case? If it'll be there and he'll be madpis in it. The Rosh didn't say that the Gemara meant to answer that if it will be there and he'll be matpis with it, it'll be also. If a person says, Harei olai ketrumas lach metoido. Harei olai ketrumas lach metoido. So bepashtes, the derech is le'achas rike. And b'meile it's at posse b'dover amuter. Zog de'i bo yisayime. No. while people do it also before, we see in Rav Tovi that people do it before, so when he says Areo like a Trumas Lach Metoido, he could mean also from before. So the Gemara is bringing a raya that when that people do it. So big could be the maskimin la aloch lemaise. If a person says arei or like a trumas lach metoido today, what is the aloch? The fideran could be zdavar mutov. Mechetesin that it means the Ran says in the beginning they came and metoido shemachil la arzig and lo meyitrim ukaidem lochen. No one does it. So the stomach, if the person is avada, he means what is the stomach le'achar zrike lefi the rosh zeshet in the shita is nischadish in the gemara that people do it before. Is nischadish in the gemara that people do it before. So val is nischadish in the gemara that people do it before. So the maskolas like gemara people do it before. So today when a person says areo like a trumas lach metoido, he could mean a trumas lach metoido from before. That's the lechure, the tzursa de shmeise. The tzursa de shmeise. But again, avada de rosh is masking that state in Rav Tuvi achidush, that even that it's not called the shem truma, and it's not chal legabi chaloi shem truma, legabi de meise afroshe, it has the shem of meise afroshe. So zach the tzorch lehovi. The Ran didn't want to learn like that. The Ran learned, if it has the shem afroshe, I'll koch the shem truma as chal. And the rosh learns, the shem truma is not chal, but it's called the Maisa Afroshe 1 out of 10. It's called the Maisa Afroshe 1 out of 10. Let me mamshich the Gemara weiter. Zog the Gemara. Leime ketanoi. Harei olai kepchoir. Rabbi Yankev Oyser and Rabbi Yude Matir. So the Gemara wants to learn now that Bosar Meikoro Bosar Hashto is Machlei Kestanoi. Zog di gmor elei meketanoi, arei olai kepchoir, Rabbi Yanke voiser v'Rabbi Yude Mati. Eichi domi. Inei me lifnei zrikas domi, matai me deman de shori. I leachar zrikas domi, matai me deman de osa. So I want to make a tchole to the sugya. The gmor wants to learn machlei kestanoim, arei olai kepchoir, Rabbi Yanke voiser v'Rabbi Yude Mati. Frag the Gemara, I koinem zrikas domim, for sure it's also. He said it, ostome, I leachar zrikas domim, for sure it's muta. Every korban, leachar zrikas domim is muta. Koinem zrikas domim, the korban is also. Frag zach the kasha. And this is be'etzem maskonas a Gemara. The Gemara says, betur dobo poshut, I koinem zrikas domim, for sure it's also. Why it's for sure also? Choras Kodesh Meilov. Choras Kodesh Meilov. Why it's called Davar Anodu? How you start the Gemara? Ikoidim Zrikas Domim. Pshita that it's also. Ilacha Zrikas Domim. Pshita that it's Muta. Why im Koidim Zrikas Domim. Pshita that it's also. Choras Kodesh Meilov. If Choras Kodesh Meilov. So what is the tzad that it's also? It's not davar anodu. And the Gemara doesn't have a shayla bichlal. Ikoidim zrikas domim is no tzad to be matir. Ileachar zrikas domim is no tzad to ask. And then the Gemara starts to go into drushes. But in the Havamina was pushed to the Gemara that ikoidim zrikas domim for sure it's also. Why it's for sure also? הרי בחור אז קודש מאילו סבד את הגמור אין נוז נאו דמסקון עשה גמור that is a mitzvah להקדיש even that the בחור אז קודש מאילו is a mitzvah when you have a בחור born then you hate her to be magdish even that it's קודש מאילו is a mitzvah to be magdish שאלה סוואט but it's קודש מאילו And here is two drachim, and I want to start, and we'll have a psicha to this sugya. The Lechem Mishneh in Perek Aleph min Hadorim learns that even that the Bchor is Kodesh Me'ilov, but as a mitzvah le'akdishoi, and you're adding a kedusha. It's Kodesh, I add. The Loshon Hashita Mikubetzes, Kedushas Ilui. One kedusha, I'm adding a kedusha. As I learned the Lechem Mishneh. And the Lemicha Mishnah says, what would be if a person, the Moshul, was not Magdishit? Shmuel, a person is not Magdishit. Yeah? And he was not Magdishit. So it's Kodesh Ma'elo. And then he wants to be Matpis in it. And then he wants to be Matpis in it. He can be Matpis in it. It's not Kodesh. It's not Davar Anodu. If a person has a Pchor, and he didn't say, Harei ze Pchor. It's Kodesh Me'ilo. Pchor is Misa if someone eats it. Oh, but he was not Magdishit, it's not Davar Anodu. It's only Davar Anodu if you went and you said, Harei ni Magdishit. But if you didn't say Harei ni Magdishit, it's not considered Davar Anodu. No. You have to magdish it. And if you're not magdish it, it's not Davar Anodu. But if you magdish it, it's Davar Anodu. So white that the Machne Ephraim says, Seder, it's Davar Anodu. Afraid the Machne Ephraim, but it's Davar Anodu, with Davar Aosu. The Kodesh Me'ilov is Davar Aosu. You Akdosh is Davar Anodu. Davar Anodu, with Davar Aosu. And we saw that if someone is neither not to eat a chazir, or is neither not to eat in Yom Kippur, Shchanoch says, you cannot be matpis. Some Gedalia is the Rabbonon. No, so because the Iker was Shlomim. But if something is Osur and then you make a neder, frek the Machne Ephraim, how you could be matpis and Pchoy? Till he says a whole different pshat in the Sugya. But again, the Machne Ephraim and the Lechem Mishnah learn that the pshat is, at least in the Havamina from the Gemara, that is a mitzvah like Dishoy, and Bemele, when a Pchoyr is born, and you magdish the Pchoyr, Einechanami, before you magdish it, it's Kodosh, but it's Dabara also. It's not Machmas the Neder. When you magdish it, it becomes Dabara Anodu, also Dabara Anodu. And you can make Ad Posse. And from here we see that Dabara Anodu and Dabara also, you could make Ad Posse. Davar Anodu and Davar Osu, you can make Ad Posse. Afraid of Machne Ephraim. Why? Lechemish Nefraim, more cautious. This is one way. The Briskerov, here in the stencil and in Zvochim, Briskerov says no. And Choyres, no. It's no, you're adding Kedusha, it's Kodesh. What do you mean, you're adding Kedusha? He says no. You can't add. It's full. It's Kodesh. You might do something that it's Kodesh. Zog de Briskerov, the pshat is, Hashem gave you a mitzvah to be Magdish. You're right. It's useless what you do. But Hashem said you could Magdish, which is grad, there's no place because it's full. But when Hashem said you could be Magdish, so the Kedusha of Pchoyr is a Kedusha that you could do. And Val, the Kedusha of Pchoyr is a Kedusha that you could do. Val, the Kedusha of Pchoyr is a Kedusha that you could do. So the Mele, the Kedusha of Pchoyr is called Davar Anodu. The Kedusha of Pchoyr is called Davar Anodu. Even that Lemaisa, you did not do the Kedusha. Even that it's not, you didn't do the Kedusha. But while Hashem gave you a koyach to be Magdish Pchoyr, so the Kedusha of Pchoyr is considered Davar Anodu. Even that in this case, and in every case in the world, Lemaisa is Kodesh Me'ilov. But Val Hashem gave you a koyach, so we say that the Kedusha of Pchoyr is a kind of Kedusha that is called Davar Anodu, and Val it's a kind of Kedusha that is called Davar Anodu, you could be Matpis. So we'll have to see, it's two drochim how to go in the whole Sugya of Pchoyr. One pshat is that Avada is Kodesh Me'ilov, or that the Sugya is Matpis in what I'm Moisif on it, Mitzvah Lakdishoi, or that the Mitzvah Lakdishoi is not that I'm adding a Kedusha. Or the Vail is a Mitzvah Lakdishoi, so it's a Raya that this Kedusha is a Kedusha that's done by people, and B'mele it's called Davar Anodu. And if you do that, we have to start to learn the Sugya. Like, have to explain it. עוד אפשר, אז למה הוא רוצה להגיד אחרי שחיטה שיגיד משעס נישה? הראש מסביר שאי אפשר לקרוא לזה תרומה.
לא, זה לא תרומה.
אבל אי אפשר לקרוא לזה משעס נישה, רק משעס שחיטה.
אני חייב
לי,
זה לא
תרומה
באמת.
אה, אתה לא אומר את זה?
זה היה זכור.
זה היה... זה לא תרומה, אבל עצם זה שיכול להפריש. זה
עוד פעם, אז אחרי זה נקרא תרומה או לא?
לא תרומה.
אז מה זה קשור להפטירה? אבל מה זה עושה לסוגיה פה? פה צריכים שיהיה לזה תרומה. התרומה זה אחרי שחיטה.
עצם זה שאפשר להפריש.
אז מה? אבל מה זה עושה לסוגיה שלנו? לסוגיה שלנו זה לא בסוף. ככה ראש אומר.
יש דבר נוסף,
אז מה אתה צריך ברב טוב? מה מצאת ברב טוב?
ברב טוב זה דבר אחד.
מה מצאת שאין בסוגיה? פה בסוגיה אתה אומר שמדובר על החלויס, והחלויס זה רק אחרי שחית, אז אולי רק אחרי שחית. מה מצאת ברב טוב? מה שרב טוב יעשה לפני זה,
לא, זה אחרי שחית ולא אחרי
זריקה. מה עוזר רב טוב לסוגיה שלנו? ממה נפשר? אם אתה הולך עם רב טוב אז תעשה את זה משעס ויש, אתה הולך בלי רב טוב אז תעשה את זה אחרי שחית. מה מצאת ברב טוב?
ברב טוב רואים דבר אחד, זה אחרי
שחית. לא אחרי שחית, לפני בלישה מצאת.
לא,
ברב טוב הוא לא דיבר על שחית, זה שיר בלישה.
לפי רב טוב מתי התרומה?
לא יודע, אולי אחרי זריקה.
אחרי השחית,
אולי אחרי הזריקה. איך אתה יודע? רב טוב לא דיבר על זה.
אה,
אתה יודע, 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 אתה יודע,
Okay, what do you think?